you're saying I'm just watching Sunrise.
No, I mean it's a continuum. But I think, like many of us, we shift according to the company we're in, and there are friends who draw out a particular part of our character, and others who draw out another part of our character. And for me, working in community is enormously exciting, challenging, and difficult. Being on my own has other difficulties.
Does your art have a purpose?
It's a really good and difficult question. I think it's always about transformation and moments of transformation. Hopefully, that will be for me, for the person who sees it, and for the people I work with.
Mark Casley, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Joan Bakewell's guest on Belief was Mark Casley. And just to say, you can hear that again and the other programmes in the series too, via the BBC Radio 3 website. Tomorrow night at the same time, Joan's guest on Belief is Mira Nair. That's at 10:45 tomorrow night. Well, a few words now from Donald MacLeod about his current Composer of the Week.
Giacomo Puccini inherited Verdi's crown as king of Italian opera, and with it, his status as a national hero. His publisher shrewdly managed Puccini's career, making sure that the right image of him, carefully cropped and touched up as necessary, appeared in the press, and sometimes it needed careful presentation, nurturing the status as a national icon of the composer who created some of the most iconic moments in all opera. Join me in the company of his fascinating, ill-fated heroines for Puccini as Composer of the Week, each weekday this week at 12 noon and again at 6:30 in the evening.
This is BBC Radio 3. We're broadcasting between 90 and 93 on FM. We're on digital radio. And you can also listen to us live online in high-definition sound. It's 11:15 and now Late Junction with Fiona Talkington.
Jesus and he'll draw nigh. Are there anybody here like Mary a weeping? Call to my Jesus and he'll draw nigh. Glory, 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 glory be to my God on high. Glory, 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 glory be to my God on high. Are there anybody here like Peter, a sinking? Call to my Jesus and he'll draw nigh. Are there anybody here like Peter, a sinking? Call to my Jesus and he'll draw nigh. Glory, 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 glory be to my God on high. Glory, 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 glory be to my God on high. Jailers a trembling, call to my Jesus and he'll draw nigh. Are there anybody here like jailers a trembling? Call to my Jesus and he'll draw nigh. Glory, 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 glory be to my God on high. Glory, 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 glory be to my God on high. Glory, glory, glory. Glory, 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 glory be.
Hello again and welcome to Late Junction. I hope you've had a very good Easter weekend. That was Sam Amadon, who's moved from the Bedroom Community label to make his label debut with Nonsuch. The album's called Bright Sunny South and it's actually out next month. So that was a bit of a preview and I'm certainly looking forward to playing you more. Now, in 1968, a singer called John Anderson met a bass player called Chris Squire. Chris was in the band Mabel Greer's Toy Shop with the guitarist Peter Banks. Bill Bruford and Tony Kaye joined the lineup, and so one of the most influential prog bands of all time was born. Of course, it's Yes. Although Peter Banks didn't stay that many years with Yes, he was their founding guitarist, and as he died a few weeks ago, I'd like to pay tribute with a track from Yes's first album. This is Yesterday and Today.
Why is the you when there are a few people around making me feel good? Why is the me when air is free, some I can see better than I should? Thinking of us makes us
Jan Gabarek and the Hilliard Ensemble, Pace Mihi Domine by Cristobal de Morales. And that comes from their groundbreaking 1994 release, Officium. And it followed Yesterday and Today by Yes, in tribute to Yes's founding guitarist Peter Banks, who died last month. Still in the 1960s, this is John Martin now, his version of She Moves Through the Fair.
My father won't slight you for your lack of kind. And she laid her hand on me, and this she did say: it will not be long, love, till our wedding day. She stepped away from me, and she went through the fair. And fondly I watched her move here and move there. And then she went homeward with one star awake, as the swan in the evening moves over the lake. So softly she came that her feet made no din, and she laid her hand on me, and this she did say: it will not be long, love, till our wedding day.
That's xylophone music from the Ouampende region of Central Africa, a sort of area of crossroads where various ethnic groups live side by side. And the music of the Gbeya people includes those portable xylophones which we've just heard. That was a piece about a man grieving for his wife, or rather grieving for the dowry that he's lost, the issue of dowry being a very major theme in Gbeya music. And before that, John Martin, She Moves Through the Fair. The band called The Geordie Approach is a collaboration between a Trio VD guitarist Chris Sharkey, sax player Petter Frost Fadnes, and the drummer Ståle Birkeland. They've got a new album coming out. It's called Inner Tween. And from that, this is a track called The Candidate. Thank you.
Ce-ai făcută e, măi, că trăgă nouă gura mea, mă. E pentru ce-ai făcută e, măi. E că eu noi ave pe nimeni, măi, că-i dai lumuță și dui numai că orile mor mângâie, mă, e că orile mor mângâie, măi. Măicuța bine, da, pică orile mi-or prim, e bine că-i orile mi-or prim, e bine, e măi, că o știut, măicuța mea, mă. E că pe nimeni noi avem, măi, că orile mor, mă. Gâie, mă, ei, că dai lumuță și dui numai.
the distinctive sound of Sio Ross from 10 years ago. And if you have a look at the Radio 3 website, you'll find my blog about my recent trip to Iceland, where I went to see Sio Ross's swimming pool studio called Olafoss. Well, they followed a traditional Romanian song sung by Grigor Leșe. And first of all, a trio called the Geordie Approach, Chris Sharkey, who you might know from Trio VD, Petr Frost-Vadnes and Ståle Birkeland. And that's from their new release called In a Tween and a number called The Candidate. In the Orthodox Church, an akathist is a hymn of thanksgiving. This one was written in the late 1940s by a priest, Gregor Petrov, just before his death in a Siberian prison. John Taverner set 10 sections of his poem, and this is the final section.
Thank you.
The final section of John Taverner's Akathist of Thanksgiving. The BBC Symphony Orchestra there, the Westminster Abbey Choir and the BBC singers, the organist Martin Baker and conductor Martin Neary. I'm Fiona Talkington. You're listening to Late Junction on BBC Radio 3.
Ooh.
That's Iva Bitova from her new release on ECM called Fragments, following the singer Unni Buksasp and a song she's written about a journey, leaving old shores behind and finding new ones. Well, I'm going to end Late Junction tonight with music by Elephant Shampoo. Who, you say? Well, you do know him. He's actually Greg Stewart, drummer with the Guillemots, and this is his solo project, which I've been really enjoying listening to. It's called Valium Ambiences. I hope you like it too, and I hope you can join me again tomorrow night, the slightly later than usual time of 11:15. Good night.
Hello, I'm John Shea, and welcome again to BBC Radio 3 Through the Night. Trouble and Strife is the theme for today's opening concert, and I'm not just saying that because Semyon Bychkov is conducting his wife and sister-in-law, the Lebec sisters. They're the soloists in a battlefield concerto, written for them by the Swiss composer Richard Dubugnon. And there's wrangling in Strauss's Ein Heldenleben later in this 2012 prom. The BBC Symphony Orchestra begin with Schubert's famously unfinished Eighth Symphony. That wasn't unusual. Schubert also left behind sketches for at least another three symphonies. This one was begun in the late autumn of 1822, and Schubert finished the first and second movements and part of a scherzo before coming to a halt.